This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. And you can go and get your vitamins, mineral supplements right there. And if you want magnesium lotion or spray, you can get it right there at normshealy.com. Also, there's all kinds of health advice information, that optimal health information that you can read about at your leisure. And it's a great website. So if you're wondering where I get my vitamins, minerals, and supplements, I get them from Dr. Shealy, and I buy them at the same place that you do. Dr. Shealy, I wanted to ask you about the pulse electromagnetic frequency device that you and your company offers. I mean, normshealy.com, that Lou Cassidy has designed the electronics for and built. Can that device, the PEMF device, can that be used to treat someone who has been in surgery, got oxygen deprivation, and lost some of the connections in the mind to the rest of the body? Is there a possibility of rebuilding some of those connections with the PEMF device?
Absolutely, unequivocally. It seems to be useful for almost any malfunction anywhere in the body.
Okay. So someone who has memory issues, what would your recommendation be as memory issues as a result of a surgery and oxygen deprivation? Not a memory issue from birth, but one, you know,
right,
that was due to mankind.
Well, obviously, the most essential is B-complex. Almost everyone who has memory problems is low in vitamin B complex, and the U formula, vitamin C and D3, but especially B complex. On the other hand, the case where I find it most interesting is a man with advanced memory loss. He couldn't talk. He couldn't speak. He couldn't stand. In a month of using it 2 hours a day on his head, he walked in the clinic the next time. That's the most striking case I've seen, but it can help all kinds of things from attention deficit disorder to ordinary memory loss.
Attention deficit disorder, you know, that's the new term. Is the old term ants in his pants? You know, because when I was in elementary school, you know, I had a lot of problems concentrating on what was happening. And I probably would have done better in school if I did concentrate. But I was interested in other stuff, like looking out the window and daydreaming. Is that ADHD? Is that really what it means?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. So how would someone with memory loss or ADHD use the pulsed electromagnetic device for treatment? What would be the protocol?
Well,
where would you put it?
Ideally, I would sleep with it under my head. You know, the head fits nicely into the coil, lying down, and use it 2 hours during the day.
Okay. Well, I use it at least 2 hours a day, every day, and I absolutely believe it is rebuilding and has rebuilt most of the problems that I've had with my lungs. So I'm not making this up, class. This is for real. Okay. And what about, you know, there are plenty of alcohol-addicted people. Is this something that could treat them as well?
Well, I presume so. Now, I haven't tried it with alcohol, but we have cured 10 people for 5 years who had a drug addiction. Mm-hmm. You know, and they've been 5 years free of the first time in over 20 years, most of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking with...
Yeah, I think so.
So, okay, so there's a possibility that they can treat alcoholism. Same kind of protocol, 2 hours a day? Or where would you put it? Where would you put the coil for alcoholism?
I'd like it on the head.
Okay, so when we talk about on the head, we're talking about like a halo, where a baseball cap, so it doesn't put it to, so that the brim or the bill of the baseball cap holds up the coil. Okay.
Yes.
2 hours a day. Are there any downsides, any concerns, any negative reactions that a person might have?
Well, no. The only major contraindication is an implanted pacemaker, and I would not use it in someone pregnant.
Okay. I was talking with a dear friend over the weekend who has Parkinson's disease at the beginning levels and her beginning level, and she is on carvedilol, levodopa, I believe that's what it is, and it seems to be working, but. In my memory, you've been able to reverse Parkinson's disease with the PEMF device. Is that right?
Yes, yes. Definitely reverse it.
Okay. And what would the protocol for that to be? Because I know she wants to try this.
Well, I'd like them to use it 8 hours a day, but at least 2 hours in anyone.
8 hours a day, and where would, for someone with Parkinson's, is that on the head as well?
On the head.
Hmm. Okay, I'm going to send her a link to this broadcast and tell her that she can listen to it and make up her own mind. Okay, very good. What about concentration, Dr. Shealy? As, you know, I still have, you know, my mind wanders in a million directions, and my family accuses me of getting lost. So if I'm, I don't get lost. I just try to make every step count. So, for example, if I'm walking from the house to the barn, and let's say it's 100 feet or so, you know, and I'm going to do something specific at the barn. If I see something on the way that I think needs my immediate attention, I'll stop and take care of it right then and there. And my family will say, "Hey, where you been? We're waiting for you in the barn." You know, but you know, if they're doing something that's absolutely critical, time sensitive, I go straight to the barn. But if I see something that I think needs my attention, they say I get lost, but I take care of it right then and there. So, and I think that, you know, somebody might get hurt if I don't move this thing out of the way, that kind of thing. Maybe a dog will run into it when they're playing, and I don't want that to happen. So I do some preventive types of things. But is that like attention deficit disorder that I was supposed to be on a mission and I get lost, or is that just being proactive?
Well, I tend to think if it's a serious risk that you're correcting, that takes priority.
Yeah. Well, for example, We have bundles of wood, and we heat our house with an outdoor wood furnace. And so if I see a piece of wood sticking out from the bundle that I think a dog might be, you know, playing tag or something like that, a couple puppies playing tag, racing around this bundle of wood, I think they might get their face sliced up or their eye poked out. I immediately, I think that deserves my attention. To prevent them from being hurt. I mean, that's an example that I'm talking about, that type of a thing. So I guess I'll just use that as my defense. it took priority. Okay, class, if you'd like to call in and speak with Dr. Norm Shuley, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. I was reading an article that talked about loneliness and memory decline. So there was a study in Spain that people, you know, feel lonely from time to time. Well, everybody feels lonely from time to time. But could the feelings of isolation and social frustration be taking a toll on our memories? And according to some research at the University of Barcelona in Spain, scientists found out that people who feel lonely over a sustained period of time may experience a decline, an elevated decline in their verbal memory skills. And I'm wondering if that's true. Let me give an example. So for when I was in Virginia, when we first started farming in Virginia, I spent a lot of time with the cows. And so the only words I would use would be, come on, you know, when I call the cows. So I reduced my vocabulary to, you know, come on. And I felt that that took a toll on my memory. But the more, you know, as soon as I started talking with other people and reading more, it came right back. So is it possible that loneliness and, you know, and loneliness can be just being a farmer and being with just animals? I would think, can that reduce your mental capacity?
Well, we are individuals, and different strokes for different folks. So some people are going to have more memory loss than others. But yes, interaction is part of life. Paying attention just to ourselves is probably not the most intelligent thing to do.
Now, in your current environment, you are you're around a lot of people at your home. I mean, a lot of people.
Yes.
And things are coming and going, and you know, now, isn't that a good thing to have the, you know, almost constant interaction with family members? Okay, so class, words of the wise, you know, don't be a hermit and get out and be with people. And this genocide that has been released, man-made genocide from China with help from the United States, is causing more loneliness, more isolation, more mental problems. Right? Isn't that right, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, all around us. Absolutely. It's a plague.
It is a plague. It is a plague, and we're not using that term lightly. Okay, we're going into our next break, some more commercial announcements, and then we'll be back. And we have more questions for Dr. Shuley. And if you'd like to call in and ask yours, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We'll talk a little bit more about iodine when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Shilley, we've talked about it for weeks now, but I think we should still repeat what the protocol is regarding radiation. Should there be additional radiation leaks around the world, either from a nuclear reactor being attacked, bombed, shelled, etc., or a failure of a nuclear reactor, you know, meltdown kind of thing like we've had many of, one of them being Three Mile Island, another being Chernobyl, etc. What is your protocol for Lugol solution, 2% iodine, that you can buy right now online for, let's say, $12.99 or $13.99, shipped for 2 ounces with a dropper, eyedropper type bottle, or two of them for, let's say, $15 or $16 shipped for two ounce bottles, Lugol's 2% iodine solution. What is the current recommendation, Dr. Shilley? Should that happen, and etc.?
Yes. A day. If it's a mild increase, I would take at least 2 drops a day. A drop a day.
Okay, so
mild, and I drop twice a week for mild, and one a day for moderate to severe.
Okay, that's 1 drop per day. If there is severe radiation leak, and one drop twice a day, I mean twice a week, under normal circumstances, just regular living?
Well,
is that right?
Yes, in general, it seems that, you know, every few years at least, there's a major league. And it's not always talked about even.
Right. It seems to me that my research has told me that every single microwave oven leaks electromagnetic radiation, and every single nuclear reactor leaks radioactivity, every single one. No matter how well it's constructed, they all leak. And is that what your research has led you to believe as well? Okay. Kathy in Ohio, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Good morning, Vince and Dr. Shealy. How are you?
Wonderful, thank you.
You sound really good, Dr. Shealy. That's good.
Yes.
I have a question for you. You were talking with Lee about the growth or the skin lesion or something. I have read, I haven't tried this yet, and I'm going to. I have read that sometimes if you use a frankincense, you could put like a drop on the morning and evening, and or like lemon oil, like the essential oils. Now, I know there's one called sacred frankincense, and I have a friend, her husband had this really bad, it almost looked like he had a staph infection on his hand, and she put it on there every day. She sort of rubbed it on, and then she covered it to keep the oil on it, and it cleared it up in a few weeks. What's your thoughts on, like, warts or cysts or just, little bumps on your skin?
Well, I like castor oil, and you could put a Band-Aid over it, but definitely this published experiments that show it will dissolve or get rid of warts. And in general, other things work as well, but my favorite is castor oil.
Yes, I like castor oil too. I do use that on different things, but I have read about the other, and I just wondered if you had had any thoughts on that. Okay. My other question, or my other comment was, you were talking about activated charcoal, and I totally agree with you. That's something I think everybody should have. And I actually found, I buy it in bulk in a container. The one that I currently have, it's made by Country Life. It's a activated charcoal powder. And I think I paid, I would say like $11, but there's 200 servings in there, and they give you a little scoop with it.
Yes.
Kathy, can you hold through the break? I think there's a really good question in there, and that question might be, should this be used on a somewhat regular basis, activated charcoal as part of the diet? Is that part of your question?
Yeah, sure, Vince. I have a couple comments about it, too. Sure.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Obama revealed that he's tested positive for COVID-19 and has had a scratchy throat for a couple of days. First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative. Ukrainian President Zelensky warns it's only a matter of time before Russian missiles strike a NATO country, amid reports that Russia's invading forces have escalated airstrikes over western Ukraine. A military base roughly 10 miles from the Poland border was struck by multiple missiles over the weekend, killing nearly three dozen souls and wounding an estimated 134. President Zelensky, in a recorded message, explains Russia's goal for its former Soviet bloc lands.
The invaders in the Kherson region are trying to repeat the notorious experience of the formation of pseudo-republics, blackmail local leaders, put pressure on deputies, look for someone to bribe.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
President Trump made his way to Palmetto State Saturday night to speak at a rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Under Joe Biden, America is neither feared nor respected. There has never been a time where our country has been treated the way it is right now. Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world. Never been a time like it. Meanwhile, you have warmongers like this crazy Liz Cheney. She's a nut job. And Adam Kinzinger, you ever see him? He gets on television, he cries all the time. He starts crying, I don't know. Governor, is that an actor? Is he serious? He's crying all the time. We call him crying, Adam Kinzinger. And the other neocons who have never found a war that they did not want. And by the way, we got everything we wanted. We didn't have to go to war. They don't mind our soldiers and other people and other soldiers from other countries dying. They don't think about that. In the name of democracy, they destroyed Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. I brought our soldiers back home, leaving a trail of devastation and suffering. Rarely has the world seen anything like it.
American journalist Brent Renaud was shot and killed by Russian forces in the town of Irpin in Ukraine's Kyiv region, and another journalist was wounded this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuler's with us. Kathy's called in. And I think Kathy's question was partially about activated charcoal being part of a regular diet, meaning at some frequency, every day, every other day, once a week, once a month. Dr. Shuler, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't know any research that studies that. It does remove heavy metals, but whether it also taken daily might interfere with absorption of some essential nutrients. I would be cautious about taking it every day.
Okay, very, very good point. Kathy, back to you.
I agree with Dr. Shealy on that. I do know that you're supposed to take it on an empty stomach, so you don't take it when you're eating food because of that. And I guess the way that I understood it is, just like Dr. Shealy said, it gets rid of the heavy metals, but that's my go-to. If I start, my stomach's upset, if I feel like I've eaten something that's just not right, I'll take, there's a little scoop that comes in this container. It's probably like an eighth of a teaspoon or quarter teaspoon, and it's black, so you have to be careful you don't get it all over. But that's my go-to. And, I agree with you, Vince, on the bug bites. I know that if you make a poultice, if you get a bee sting or mosquito or like you had a spider bite. But there's also there's some of the websites talk about you can take some and brush your teeth with it, and it's a natural whitener on your teeth too.
So, I like that idea.
Yeah. And I've done it, and it does make a mess. So you just got to wash the sink up when you're done. But I just do it maybe every couple weeks. But it's something I think that based on what we just talked about, if you can get a container of it, like I said, I think mine, I got it. It was probably $10, $12, and it'll last you. There's 200 servings in there, so it'll last you for years and years. And as long as you keep it sealed up real good, I can't imagine that it wouldn't be good for a long time.
Actually, you can buy an activated charcoal toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have that too. Yep. Yeah. Dr. Shealy, I have another question. I was curious, when people go to like a dermatologist and they say, oh, you have a precancerous lesion on your skin, your hand, or whatever, what's your feeling about that?
Well, I would definitely not want to be treated as if it's already cancer. So I would try some of the castor oil or activated charcoal, something like that, first to see whether it improves.
What about if they just want to, take it off? I think they use a little, sometimes if it's a small lesion, I don't know if they, burn it off or they hit it with something and, forms a scab. Would you do that?
I would not take it prophylactically.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, are you saying, when you're talking about burning it off, we're talking about liquid nitrogen freezing so cold
right.
that it actually
yes.
freezes the tissue, kills it, right?
Right.
So you do not like that, did you say?
Yeah. Now, once it's already cancer, yes. But precancerous, no.
Okay. And when you talked about castor oil for a precancerous bump lesion on the skin, what does the castor oil do to that tissue?
Well, it's absorbed through the skin and cleanses the lymph system, so it could increase a natural healing, through lymph flow.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. Okay. Kathy, back to you.
I think that's all I had, Vince. Those were a couple of questions that I was just, the frankincense and the lemon oil, I was curious, but I'm going to do an experiment on the castor oil and then the frankincense, and if I notice anything, I'll report back later. But I think that's all. I was just curious about the, the lesions and stuff, because you go to the doctor, and I've heard different people say, I can't go out in the sun now because I had a couple precancerous lesions on my face. And I just didn't know how Dr. Shealy felt about that.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple other things, Kathy, before you go. So
okay.
Frankincense and psoriasis, Dr. Shealy, is there a link in treating psoriasis with frankincense oil?
I don't know any research that says it would be safe to try. as steroids, either locally or certainly orally or even by shot. And I don't like much use of steroids.
Okay, that was something that I wanted to mention today as well, steroids. Okay, so we talked about castor oil. We talked about, oh, Kathy, I know that you're interested in the PEMF device. When you get a chance to try that, will you report back to the class what you have found, you know, after you've tried the PEMF device for whatever you want to try it for? Would you consider reporting back to the class what your findings are, independent from everybody else's?
I sure will. And I know I shared with you, Vince, that my dog had her cruciate ligament surgery when she was a young dog. And it's starting to get arthritis in that leg. And I'm actually using castor oil. I'm kind of rubbing that scar tissue with it. And I've got her on a, you know, like some glucosamine chondroitin and the stuff that we had talked about, Vince, with the castor oil. I mean, the cod liver oil. But I'm going to try to use it on her, too. I want to see if I notice a difference with her. But I absolutely.
Kathy,
okay,
so we have a dog that we give glucosamine and chondroitin to. And it's one of these really hard, hard-formed. It's not a gelatin capsule. It's the size of one, but it's a hard pill. It's big to swallow. So to give half a dose, half of one of those, how do you break them? So what I found out was if I hold it in the palm of my hand and I wrap that tablet in the center with a soup spoon, it breaks right in half. So if you ever have to do that, that's what I do to break them in half. So I just wanted to share that with you because we have a dog that gets half a glucosamine and chondroitin once a day. Okay. Anything else, Kathy?
Yeah, I do have a person that I know, Dr. Shealy, that she's a young woman, and she's getting terrible seizures. And she is on, I think, 6 medications, but the seizures are still there, and it's causing her to have, like, a memory loss. Now, and I don't know if the parents would be open to anything alternative other than medication, but what are your thoughts on that?
Magnesium lotion, and L-taurine. I have treated up to 2-year-olds with intractable epilepsy successfully with taurine and magnesium. Baths in the case of a 2-year-old, but lotion would work.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a try. I'll give her a call and see if she's receptive to it. What
Kathy,
the dose on the taurine? I'm sorry, Vince. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, you recommended that I take taurine as well, and so I have in the studio where I absolutely won't forget. Taurine, it says double strength taurine from Now, N-O-W, and it is 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram. What? Yes. So is that the taurine that you're talking about for someone with seizures?
Definitely.
Okay. And I have written on this bottle 1-3XD, meaning that's nomenclature that I understand,
right.
1-3 times a day. Is that the right dosage?
Well, it depends on the size. I would start with 3, but if it's bad epilepsy, it's possible to need at the most is 6.
Okay.
Can you overdose on it?
Oh, yeah. It would make you sleepy.
Okay. All right. Kathy, back to you.
That was my question, was the dose for her. She's probably about 13 right now. So that was, you know, maybe if I could say start out with 1 or 2 and then increase it if you have to. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And the magnesium sprayer lotion, Kathy. That's what Dr. Shealy said.
Yeah. You know, I could offer to make some up for her because I do have the magnesium flakes, but do they make it already reconstituted?
Oh, yeah, magnesium lotion we've made for 20 years.
Okay. 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 Maybe she'll want to go that way then.
Okay. No, it sounds great. I had an irregular heartbeat, Kathy, and I didn't know it. And when I found out about Dr. Shealy's magnesium lotion, it fixed it right away. Within, literally, I'm thinking within a day or two. Literally.
Wow.
So I could put my thumb and forefinger. Yeah, I could put my... We have to... here's what I found. Dr. Shealy, correct me if I'm wrong with this. But what I found is hydration, you know, lots of pure, good, non-chlorinated, non-fluoridated water. Plenty of it. Half of my weight in ounces. So if I weighed 130 pounds, which I do, that'd be 65 ounces of water a day. And that plus... magnesium sprayed on my body or magnesium lotion rubbed on my body fixed it literally within a day or so. And I put my thumb and my forefinger of my right hand on the wrist of my left hand. I can feel my pulse and I could feel my heart skipping, you know, every third, fourth, fifth beat. And before I met Dr. Shealy, I went to a cardiologist and they said, everybody does that. Everybody, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. It kind of bothered me because I could feel it in my throat, literally. And I don't have that problem anymore because I use the magnesium and plenty of water. Dr. Shealy, is that the answer?
Excellent.
Okay, Kathy. Just wanted to make sure we put an exclamation point on that.
You know, Vince,
very good.
You were talking.
Yeah?
You were talking about persistence, and I agree with you. I sometimes don't catch on as quickly as I like to. I was never the smartest kid in the class, but I felt like if I just stayed with it, I'd eventually get it. And I think that that's probably a good motto that people can follow.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And so I modified the equation during class for the book, and that is success equals innovation, persistence, and enthusiasm. Kathy, thank you so much.
Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, your dial is set correctly to Free Speech Central right here at Genesis Communications Network. Can you tell me of other broadcasts that in the mainstream that talk about frankincense, castor oil, activated charcoal, Parkinson's disease, the pulse electromagnetic frequency device, iodine, meditation? Do they talk about that? Do they talk about rebuilding your brain? I don't think so. Chris in Florida, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to answer the question about activated charcoal that I do take every morning along with my detox regimen, of course, on an empty stomach. So I start with niacin and dilate the blood vessels. It takes about 7 minutes for it to kick in before I start feeling the flush. And then I take a capsule of the activated charcoal and calcium bentonite clay, about a tablespoon of that, food-grade diatomaceous earth, malic acid, about a tablespoon of each of those, and a tablespoon of MSM, methyl sulfonyl methane, and a capsule of modified citrus pectin. It says short chain 82% galacturonic acid, for what that's worth, and sometimes Shilajit. So I kind of hesitate to take that because I know it has minerals in it, and I probably am not getting the value that I would because it has minerals in it. So what do you think, Dr. Shilajit?
Well, I personally would not take tomatoes earth every day, but I don't know the research on it.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned. I know it, mechanically destroys beneficial bacteria as well. So I supplement separately with probiotics and prebiotics and make my own kombucha, high potency kombucha. So yeah, I understand that sometimes people can feel clogged up, that their digestion isn't working as well because when they take in the diatomaceous earth.
Right. I just don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, Okay, that's all I had for you, unless I'll listen off the air.
Yes, I had a question.
Uh-huh.
I had a question for you, Chris. You mentioned bentonite clay, diatomaceous earth, malic acid, MSM, modified citrus pectin. There was one other thing that you said that I didn't understand. I couldn't hear you well enough. What was that?
Oh, let me look at it again. Niacin, activated charcoal, bentonite clay, food-grade diatomaceous earth, MSM, modified citrus pectin, Shilajit, that was the last one. S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T, mineral pitch from different mountains that's available, but I know Himalayan mountains are probably the most famous source. It's supposed to be good for binding with metals, but it also yields fulvic acid, humic acid, that's good for chelating out heavy metals.
So, Chris in Florida, how do you feel? How is your health after taking all taking this regimen?
Oh, I feel much better in the morning. So, especially after the niacin starts kicking in, and I take all those items like I just did maybe an hour or so ago.
Are you treating something in specific or just for general health?
Oh, heavy exposure to chemtrails, the environmental toxins, all that stuff that we deal with. So, yeah, I know that I wouldn't feel nearly as good if I didn't. And I also drink a lot of freshly ionized alkaline water. What I do is I take purified water, and since it doesn't conduct electricity very well, I dissolve in a Himalayan salt with it's about 90 minerals and Epsom salt, which is magnesium sulfate. So I get a good amount of sulfur and all those minerals in an ionic form. And I take about a third of that source water is the ionizer's own acidic water. So I've never had to go through the cleaning process, the descaling process that they say in the instructions takes 3 to 5 hours. I haven't done that in 8 years, and still the ratings of the pH and the antioxidant value, the ORP, oxidative reduction potential, those are still quite good.
Chris in Florida, I've got a comment to make, and you talk about the chemtrails. Since this invasion by Russia of Ukraine, the chemtrails have been reduced here in our part of Missouri. And the sky is a little bit clearer. And we are generating record amounts of electricity. So what I'm saying, class, is that this is scientific evidence that the chemtrails are occluding the sun's rays. There's no question. We're generating 48 or more kilowatts of electricity a day with an array that could hardly deliver that in most summer days. And this is still the winter. So I think this summer we're going to generate even more. So the skies are a little clearer. And have you noticed that as well in Florida?
Yeah, same here. Yeah, same here for many days now, yeah.
Yeah. And Dr. Shealy, same thing?
Yes. Definitely.
There you go. Yep. We'll see you next week, Dr. Shealy. Same time, same station. Chris, thank you so much
for
calling.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.